Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shift Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to, the 44th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, well, a special welcome. It's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you such important information so that you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us each and every week. Thank you so much for joining us, and today we're going to be the fifth in a series of five serious stressors. Which ones are you doing? So I'd like to start the today with a quote. Living only in the past or future. That's what we're going to talk about because that's the serious stressor that we're going to discuss today. Last week it was change. The quote for today is, I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't believed it. And that's by Marshall Lujan. The five serious stressors, again, just a quick review. Avoiding learning. When I know more, I can do more. I know what I know. The five serious stressors. Living in drama, avoiding peace, avoiding lying, avoiding change, and living only in the past or in the future. I apologize. Yeah, I'm getting my head around today's show. It's been a little bit of a challenge with technology. My computer, that's my office computer, is out of the office in the computer hospital. It's getting fixed. So I do apologize for being a little bit discombobulated today. I hope you'll bear with me. Last week, it was really interesting. We had the topic, Change is Hard, Ever Try to Bend a Coin? And before the radio show of last week, we did a blab. And I got some really interesting information from people on the blab. Some of it I put in last week's show. Some of it I brought forward into this week's show because it seemed more appropriate. So, living in the past or in the future? And I see this happening, and we seem to do it either out of training or out of habit. One of the things in the blab that came up on a different blab last week, people think that to create a new habit, you have to do something multiple times in order to impress the change upon the nervous system. In reality, when you've done something only one time, it can become a habit. In the blab, we were talking about the person who was speaking does rehabilitative therapy for people who have been in car accidents. And one of the things that he's found is that if people are looking in the rearview mirror and someone comes up and rear-ends them, the visual cortex and some of the areas of the brain automatically, in that instant, become hardwired. And so when the person puts their eyes in that same place of maybe looking in the rearview mirror or looking up and to the right, they have the experience of having the accident, even though it only happened one time. And this is important because what begins to happen for that person is they build a whole dynamic, a whole personality, and a whole state of being on this past experience of looking in the rearview mirror and having somebody rear in them and them going through the trauma of being in an accident. So when you're living and your brain has wired itself to do that and your nervous system maintains that state of being, that is actually living in the past. And it takes a lot of energy and a lot of focus for you to keep living in that past experience. I just find that absolutely fascinating because many times people will say, when I had this accident 20 years ago, this happened, and I've been living with it ever since. That's one of the qualities of living in the past, where there's a reference point that's strong enough for you that you keep orienting yourself to that. Now, 20 years in the past, I'm not a mathematician, someone who does equations can figure that out. But 20 years in the past is 20 years, 20 times 12, 240 months, how many days, how many hours, how many seconds. Have they kept themselves anchored to that place? We tend to do this with negative events, almost more so than positive events. But some of us also relate it to positive events. Say you had a wonderful wedding day, and the whole rest of your marriage, you wish that everything could be as wonderful as that day was. And even 30 years down the road, people will say, I remember how beautiful she looked on our wedding day. Not how beautiful she looks today. So it doesn't matter whether it's a perception of a negative event or it's a perception of a positive event. When you focus so much of your time and energy and base your relationships and base your personal growth on something that happened in the past, it's almost like you're following a path, but you've turned yourself around and you're walking backwards, so that you don't lose sight of something that's in your past. And in doing that, you miss what's present and what's in the future. That's the Groundhog Day of living your past, where you get up every morning and the same day greets you over and over and over again. So that movie that Bill Murray was in. And I see he's coming out with a new one. This should be interesting. But the Groundhog Day, he woke up and he found out every day was going to be pretty much the same as the previous day if he did not do something different. And even if he did something different, he found that the slate was wiped clean and he could then create the day that he wanted to have. And sometimes he referred back to a previous day so he could recreate it. And sometimes he created whole new experiences. Well, we don't realize that we have that ability. We are actually creating our day from moment to moment to moment to moment. And it's easier to rely on a past experience. It keeps us in our comfort zone. It sometimes keeps us feeling safe, or in the instance of an accident, it stimulates our nervous system response so we get that burst of adrenaline when we feel like we need it. So all of these things, you do have choice. You do have the ability to change. You do have the ability to wipe the slate clean. But because it's unfamiliar territory and we haven't really been trained or taught how to do it, it can be very challenging. We have the seasonal rotation. It's the autumn equinox right now. We have the recent blood moon, and that won't happen again for another 38 years. And so many things let us know that we are not
in the same location and space. We are not in the same place and a time and orientation. We have different configurations going around. Right now the leaves are changing color, which is a reminder that the season is changing. It's not an endless summer. So we have all these instances of change around us, yet we think we have to live the same day. This creates huge amounts of stress. Huge. Can't emphasize it enough. Huge. Because we are spending a lot of our energy to recreate a past that might be 6 trillion seconds in the past, but we're trying to bring it forward and make it relevant in this second. That takes an awful lot of energy. Or if in the instance we want to recreate the feeling we had on our wedding day, so we go back to our wedding day and then we try to bring everything forward. What if you were married 50 years ago? You're not appreciating the person to whom you're married now. You're looking to the ideal of the person you married on your wedding day and trying to recreate it. That's a lot of energy. And like building Frankenstein's model, you may not like what comes out of this attempt to rebuild a person into what you think they should be. That creates a lot of stress. So if you can be in the present moment and leave your past in the past and open up to being with who you are today in this moment, you have a lot less stress. You get a lot more energy. You're not recreating the same Groundhog Day over and over and over again. And some people in their journaling is a wonderful thing if it's done with the correct intention and the right frame of mind. But if you go back into your journal and say, that was such a wonderful day 3 weeks ago, I want to recreate that, you're doing yourself a disservice because you're not present and available to what's wonderful about today. You're only recreating something that you thought was wonderful in the past. But even the person that you are today may not be the same person who appreciated what happened 3 weeks ago. And you won't even get the full level of enjoyment from it that you thought you would get by recreating it because you're not the same person. I was talking with someone the other morning and they said, did your taste change as you got older? Because again, I'm fairly old. I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, I used to love pistachio ice cream. I thought pistachio ice cream was the best. I ordered it every time. I guess I ordered it too much because now I think I'm sick of it and I don't like the taste of it anymore. And I said, well, isn't that interesting? But what if your taste buds have just changed slightly and you're stressing them out by trying to keep them enjoying something that they enjoyed in the past, but they don't need to enjoy right now? And they may enjoy it again in the future. But you have different taste buds than you even had 2 weeks ago. So why are you insisting that you go back to the same pistachio ice cream? Well, because I liked it. Well, the person who liked it back then isn't the person who's here today. Why don't you see what the person who's here today likes? Well, needless to say, that was not a popular suggestion. They wanted to like pistachio ice cream, no matter what it took. So one of the things that can stress us out is if we're trying to recreate something that's vital and important to us from the past, we spend a lot of time and energy trying to recreate it, but the person we are today does not need that. They are past it. They have grown out of it. They have moved through it. And so be present with who you are today instead of saying you have to like pistachio ice cream today because you liked it yesterday. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. Excuse me. But we're coming up on our break time. And please remember that the audio for the Calm Moms free report is no longer available. And I encourage you to sign up for the Calm Moms webinar. We'll be back right after this short break.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now. we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer. So act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Again, 5 serious stressors. Are you living only in the past or in the future? And are you passing through the present with no awareness or consciousness of what's in your present moment? That can be extremely stressful. So before I started today's radio show, I went back on YouTube and I found Carly Simon's song, Anticipation. And the line is, anticipation is making me wait, is keeping me waiting, okay? Again, what brought this part up was my grandson. He just turned 8, and he was having his birthday party up at a local attraction area. And when I talked to him a couple of weeks before his birthday, he's going, I'm so excited, I can't wait. I can't wait for my birthday party. I wish I could be up there right now. And I said, well, right now, we're together. What would you like to do while we're together right now? Oh, grandmas, I want to go up and be up at the caverns. I want to be up there. I want to be having fun. I want to be riding the ride. And so we talked a little bit about that, and I said, okay, and what would you like to do right now? And he kind of rolled his eyes. You're not hearing me. I want to be up at the caverns. I said, well, we are not there. We are here. What would you like to do right now? And finally, his eyes just opened really wide, and he said, oh, okay, I get it. Let's go to the hot tub. So we got on our bathing suits and we went into the hot tub and we had a great time. And he said, this is so much fun. I'm glad we're doing this. When I got him out of the anticipatory living of waiting endless minutes until he was up doing something he thought was more important than doing something right then, he couldn't shift. It took a little while. So we teach ourselves and our children at very young ages to look forward to the things that we want to do instead of being to the present to the things that we would like to do. He was so tired of waiting for his birthday, and he was so tired of hoping that it would be a good day, and he didn't know, and last year it rained, and this and this and this. And he was everywhere but being present, talking with me. And it took a few reminders until he got present. And then it was like, okay, last time I held my breath underwater to the count of 8. I bet I can do it to the count of 10. So he did it. He went underwater. We counted to 10. He popped back up. He said, okay, that was 10. And I did 10. I bet I can do 11. When he could orient himself into what he was doing in that moment, he experienced it more fully. He was aware of what was going on. And he had a great time, even though he wasn't up at the cavern. It is such a struggle to live in a place that is not in the present moment. It's easy to spend a lot of time and energy thinking of what you'd like to do in the future, or revisiting what you have done in the past, or even And this is something that's very stressful, and I find a lot of my clients doing this. Pulling something from the past and trying to project it in the future to make sure that when it happened again, it would be as good as it was in the past. That takes so much energy. No wonder you're exhausted at the end of the day. If you've been living in projecting the past into the future so that you're sure you have the same or better experience, you're traveling back to the past, you're remembering that experience, you're shooting right through the present and going into the future and trying to drop that event in the future. And then you're trying to spend a lot of energy holding that event in the future the way you want it to be. I'm tired just thinking about it. I just want to crawl into bed and sleep for a year because I've done that. And when I get out of the present moment and I'm not fully aware of what this moment has to offer me, I find myself doing that again. And by the end of the day, if I have dragged myself through the day, looking to the end of the day, looking to the release of walking out of the office and leaving the office behind me, I'm exhausted. When I'm sitting here doing the radio show with you, and I'm very much in the present moment, and I think you can tell the difference between the start of the show and now, as I pulled myself into the present moment, and I did my belly breathing, and I drank a little bit of water at the commercial break, and I came back into being present with you, and you're so important to me. Thank you so much for showing up. I lost my distractedness, I became more focused, and I got more energetic. That's one of the values of living in the present moment. I'm not trying to recreate any past broadcasts. As a matter of fact, I still have to go back, like I did at the start of the show, and look at what the five serious stressors are, you know, living in drama, avoiding peace, avoiding lying, avoiding change, and living in, in the past or in the present. I had to look that back up because that radio show was who I was 5 weeks ago. It's not who I am today. And maybe today I would pick five different serious stressors and we'd have a whole new series. As a matter of fact, that might be something we could look into. If you send me some suggestions at info@makingshiftshappen.com and tell me what some of your serious stressors are, we can create a whole new list of five serious stressors. So what does living in the present moment look like and feel like? Since it is so healing and so energizing, I thought I'd spend a few minutes on the qualities of being in the present moment. Mindfulness is essential for being in the present moment. Belly breathing is essential for being in the present moment. Quit hydration is essential for being in the present moment. Because if your body's distracted by thirst or your brain doesn't have enough water on board, it will shut down to a few default loops and it will not be fully registering and integrating the information that is available to you in this moment. It'll spend a lot of time recreating past experience. I was watching The Big Bang Theory the other day. I like humorous shows. So they decided to go to Comic-Con. I don't know if y'all are familiar with the show, but the characters in the show, the male characters, decided to go to Comic-Con. And they decided to go based on Star Trek figures, the new Star Trek, not the old Star Trek. Well, I grew up watching the old Star Trek with my sons, not the new one. So I don't have as much experience with the new one. So let's really dig back deep, deep, deep into the past. And I was remembering that Captain Kirk and all of his crew of the Enterprise, their transponders look like our early cell phones that were the flip phones. They didn't even have transponders that were watches like we have now. They had flip phones, okay? And if we're going into the past, one of the things that seems to happen is we remember differently than the way it happened. So our memory is overlaid by sensory information that may have changed, energetic information that may have changed. And even though we want to preserve something in time and revisit it from time to time, it's not possible for us to do that. Too many things have happened. Too many changes have happened. So back in Star Wars, we had Spock. And Spock talked about, you know, it's illogical to do that, Captain, and those types of things. One of the shows that stays pretty prominent in my memory is The Trouble with Tribbles. And the Tribbles were these little furry creatures that just multiplied over and over and over again and took over things. It reminded me of cockroaches, but they didn't want to have cockroaches taking over everything. They wanted to have these Tribble creatures. But the dynamic is the same. When you're not present, you get overrun with things that don't belong in that moment, in that space. So I'll end with a quote. Take now what is right. To know what is right and not do it is as bad as doing wrong. And the author of that quote is unknown. That's a success quote. Sometimes the hard things that we need to do are not always the easiest. But when we know we're supposed to do it and we don't do it, it's the same as doing wrong. So let's get into the present moment. Let's leave our troubles with tribbles behind us. Let's be fully aware and embracing and mindful. Mindfulness practice, guided imageries, all help you with getting in the present moment. And I did want to remind you that I do have some guided imageries for sale on Amazon, and I hope you take a look and see if there's one that speaks to you. Thank you so much for joining us. I am off to play with my grandson again. This time we're going to go underwater for as long as 15 seconds. We're going to beat our past record. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.